It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. On today's show, we are going to be talking about the issue of suicide. Tuolumne County has seen a growing number of suicides, and we have a panel of guests joining us to talk about the issues, actions being taken in response, and services that are available locally. Our guests include Bob White, who is ATCA's Director of Prevention Programs and the YES Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County's Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. Thank you all for coming in today and talking about this important topic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's get started. And what I want to first tell the listeners is, how big of a problem is suicide in Tuolumne County? We'll start with you, Kathy.
So every year we gather data through the California Healthy Kids Survey. We have data from 2018 and 2019 on an annual basis, and we have data going way back into the early 2000s, but really starting with 2018 and 19, we are able to do this every year. One of the things that we have seen as an indicator to indicate that we have some concerns about our mental health of our youth in our county is one of the questions is asked about how many youth experience chronic sadness and or hopelessness. And in the prior year, we saw that the numbers in grades 5 who don't report it, we didn't have any available data that year, but in 2019, 20% of our fifth graders report feeling that way. And we got to keep in mind that when we talk about chronic sadness or hopelessness, the question that's actually asked is, during the past 12 months, did you ever feel so sad or hopeless almost every day for 2 weeks or more that you stopped doing some usual activities? And so that means that 1/5 of our fifth graders reported feeling that way. As we go through the grade levels, they take these tests, these surveys in grades 7, 9, and 11. Our 7th grade students reported a 31% feeling of 31% of them feeling that way, and that went up to a 39% in grade 9. We see that it rose from 39 to 47, and in grade 11, 38 to 49. So almost half of our high school students in grades 9 and 11 are reporting that they're experiencing chronic sadness and or hopelessness. That's extremely concerning because that is a precursor to contemplation of suicide, and Bob's going to speak more on that in just a second. But we also look at an increase in numbers in contemplation of suicide. We see that in grade 11, the number went from 19% to 23%. 26 to 27 for ninth graders. We see that in our non-traditional, we saw a drop, which is a good indicator because that shows that, you know, maybe some of the interventions that we're putting in place is working as well. It still needs to have more scrutiny. Again, this is a self-reported survey, so we always need to take that into consideration. But one of my colleagues put it very succinctly when he said, what number is acceptable to us? And none of these numbers are acceptable to us as a community. So we are very concerned with our youth.
I was going to ask you, were those numbers shocking to you, Kathy?
It's shocking that, because when I look at it from a perspective of when I was that age, did I remember it being like that? People around me, did they feel like that? And the answer was no. And I think that, am I shocked? Yes, because I can't imagine a 13, 14, 15, and these fifth graders are as young as 10 feeling that way, feeling so hopeless about what they perceive going on in their lives. On the other hand, knowing what's happening in today's society, knowing the external pressures they're feeling, it is nothing like what we felt when we were younger.
I'm not that shocked. Yeah, in regards to that, the bullying, the social media, did you get any indication from this survey that that is an impact?
Well, we can't.
Or a factor.
Right. The survey that we have here, the California Healthy Kids Survey, does not draw correlations between the two necessarily. We are looking at some raw data to see if we can use that data to help us look for some correlations there. There, you know, and Michael can speak to this too, that we do know that that bullying, whether it's in person or whether it's through social media, has an impact on people's mental health and the perspective of contemplating suicide. We know that there are, just from some other research that's out there. The survey also indicated that the instances of bullying has increased quite dramatically, especially around social media, which has just exploded throughout, not just this community, but all throughout the United States as well.
And Bob, I would imagine that social media also plays a role with older adults, too. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing at ATCA? What are some of the things that you're seeing and the problem that we're seeing in Tuolumne County?
Sure. So what Kathy's just described in terms of the youth and the sense of feeling hopeless and actually thinking about and considering suicide, we refer to those as invitations, or sometimes people will think of them as warning signs. And when we identify that, then from the prevention point of view, what we train people to do is to be able to go out and ask directly if someone's having thoughts of suicide. And so to answer your question, if we identify someone that says, I have been harassed on social media, on Facebook or Twitter, and I'm feeling depressed or something about that, that is, we would consider that an invitation, maybe explore a little bit further with them. And we know, and I mentioned this at the Board of Supervisors meeting a few weeks ago, we know that at any given time in our community, that about 5% of the population may be having thoughts of suicide.
Wow.
And so if you figure Tuolumne County is about 55,000 people, that would correlate to about 2,700 people at any given time might be having thoughts of suicide. And so why that is important then is for people in our community to be alert and aware that the person next to them, the person that they run into, might be having these thoughts, and to look for these invitations and warning signs.
And I have to say, being in the newsroom with my co-workers, we have noticed on the scanner hearing more calls out for people, and they say could be suicidal. And Michael, in terms of Tuolumne County Behavioral Health, what are you seeing? Are those numbers going up? And what seems to be a major factor? We hear a lot of times on the scanner, drugs involved.
Drugs are a huge factor. And I appreciate you having this conversation, Tracy. It's an important one. Relationship problems are primary with suicide. Someone's connection to others and their feeling of belonging, and that could go to the point of what Kathy was saying regarding bullying and social media in the classroom or in the youth's lives. If they're not feeling connected or ostracized at some point, that's going to be a factor. Substance use, probably a third of the time, is involved in suicide attempts or completions. And one of the important factors to note is that most individuals that commit suicide are unknown to behavioral health. They are not mental health clients. And I think that's alarming in and of itself, that people aren't coming forward. Maybe those invitations to have a talk or someone else important in their life noticing it are missed. And the help we need is community-wide to get that message out there and have people, you know, come forward and make it a less stigma, you know, kind of do away with the stigma about it, that it's just a very, unfortunately, common occurrence during someone's life to experience depression, much less suicide, and to talk about it, to bring it forward.
And one thing that most of us nationwide have heard about is the opioid crisis. Would you say that's a factor?
Again, you know, it's kind of hard, and maybe the others can speak to that a little bit too, to draw a correlation, a strong correlation to anything like that. Whether it's, we do know that substances overall are a huge contributing factor, and many people are under the influence when they kill themselves.
All right. Well, we are just getting underway on our talks about suicide in the Tuolumne County area. And with us, we have Bob White, who is ATCA's Director of Prevention Programs and Yes Partnership, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, and Michael Wilson, Tuolumne County's Behavioral Health Director. And Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And we'll be right back.